106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Text the word scam to 73389 if you want to hear any of Gavin's phone scams. Tell us about your phone scam today.
I'm going
to
be calling Edie. She runs like a little like local fashion boutique-y kind of thing. So I'm calling as Melissa's sisters, everybody's favorite old lady, to see if she can get her crocheted face masks sold there.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Good morning.
Hello, young man. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, hi, this is Edie.
Hello. Can I please speak with the owner?
I'm the owner. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Melissa's Sisters, and I am a local artist in the Sacramento and Roseville area. And I was told that you sell local artist wares, such as purses and bags and shawls and scarves and shirts and sometimes jewelry.
Yes. We sell all that stuff.
Oh,
how can I help you?
I would like it if you would help me sell some face masks that I've been making.
Oh, you make face masks?
Yes,
I do. Handmade?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Can you tell me about them? What kind of fabric?
Yes.
I have
all many different colors, and these are crocheted face masks, which I don't see many of. So I think that we put a premium
Excuse me. I just want to make sure I understand you correctly. So what fabric are the face masks made out of? Are they cotton? Are they...
It's yarn.
Linen. Yarn. So are you crocheting the face masks?
Yes, sir.
Like the entire thing is crochet or just the straps?
No, the whole thing. It's beautiful. I see face masks whenever I go out, which is not very mm-hmm. often because I'm part okay. of the vulnerable population. But
of course,
whatever
of course.
I do to see them, I don't see any crocheted face masks, which I think is why these would be a premium and you would be interested
Ma'am.
In selling them.
Ma'am, the reason you don't see any crocheted face mask is because they don't work. I would love to help you, but we can't sell crocheted face masks as they would be ineffective.
Well, I think that they are very effective because I have all kinds of fun ones. I have one of the baby Yoda, and I have one of the SpongeBob SquarePants, and I have, what other ones? Let me look in this box.
Ma'am, can I ask you a question?
Scooby-Poo! These are all in adult sizes.
I don't recommend that you let anyone wear these face masks. I'm sure they're really cute, and as long as someone has a real face mask underneath them, they can wear their adult-sized SpongeBob to the grocery store, but over a real face mask. But I don't think that it's a good fit for my store. And,
this one's an elephant.
The best. I'm sorry?
This one's an elephant. I know, it's funny. It's so cute. Imagine a little elephant head coming off of your face. It makes me laugh just thinking about it. The trunk comes down where your mouth would be.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yes, I'm always looking for new themes.
I think you should turn these face masks mm-hmm. into little kids, little hats, like little hats for kids. Because there is a demand for that in the marketplace. I don't think there's a demand in the marketplace for crochet face mask, however. And I don't know any other way to tell you that just tell you that.
I think we should maybe let the market speak for itself. I don't see a reason why these face masks wouldn't sell.
Because they're crocheted and they won't work.
Why won't they work?
Because they won't protect you. Why don't you send me an email?
Okay.
I don't want you to get out of your house since you're part of the vulnerable population. And
okay.
I definitely don't want you wearing your crocheted mask out in public. I think you need to get a real mask, like an N95 mask. And if you want to put your little crochet mask over it, that's fine. But why don't you send me an email? Do you have a pen?
No, but I can have my grandson help me send you pictures of them. Are you on Snap?
Snapchat?
Yes.
I'm actually not.
He's very good with that kind of thing. Maybe he once they can contact you on Diagram, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay,
sir. Bye-bye. Have a good
one
day.
One more thing before I get going, okay?
Yeah, okay.
None of this has been real. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. None of this has been real. It's a phone scam.
Oh, my God. He totally got me.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.